This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the General Health and News channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today we are speaking with Jerry Donovan, owner of Well Traveled, a boutique wellness travel agency that plans customized wellness vacations. Jerry, a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. So tell us, what is wellness travel?
Well, wellness travel is looking at a vacation for each individual client and determining what the intent is. And by that I mean, regarding well-being, is your intent with this particular vacation to enhance, maintain, or jumpstart your personal well-being? And for each individual, that's going to be a little bit different.
So what was the catalyst for choosing this niche?
I have always been somebody who's been very physically active and someone who has put health and well-being in the forefront of my life. And I've always loved to travel. And, you know, long story short, I was diagnosed with a brain tumor while I was a classroom teacher, and all went well, basically, with my surgery. And I found myself in a position, though, where I was no longer able to teach in a classroom. And after much thought and just self-assessment, I thought about taking my passion for travel, combining it with wellness and, you know, well-being in general, and putting it together. And upon research, I found that there was a new developing niche in travel that's, you know, coined wellness travel. So I jumped right in and researched it, and then became the first wellness travel specialist with the Travel Institute.
Yeah, we should probably have you come back to join us to tell us more about your diagnosis with this brain tumor and how you've overcome that. It sounds like another story in itself. Does this niche require special training?
I believe so. As I had mentioned in the last question, is that I, having a background in education and having several different degrees in education, I just believe in really the importance of the concept of educating and knowing as much as you can about a subject. And as I was delving into wellness travel, I had read that the Travel Institute, which is a very reputable institution regarding education of travel agents in general and all different components of travel, they were developing a well-being specialist program with something called Well-Being Travel. And I waited with bated breath for that program, literally constantly calling, when is it going to be released? And I was, like I mentioned, the first person to register and the first person to complete it. And by doing so, that gave me an overview of components of wellness travel that I hadn't considered or destinations that I had weren't on my radar, and it was very beneficial. And I think just, again, my foundation in education, I believe that's crucial when you jump into anything, is to educate yourself as much as possible about a topic.
Today we are with Jerry Donovan, owner of Well Traveled, a boutique wellness travel agency that plans customized wellness vacations here on eHealth Radio's General Health and News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Jerry, are there certain destinations that embody wellness travel?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And some destinations are just starting to promote themselves and bring components of well-being into their offerings. Right off the top of my head, I think of the island of St. Lucia in the Caribbean. They have a wellness event in November where they bring in special guests and offer individuals all sorts of opportunities in wellness, from lectures and nutrition and yoga. Thailand has numerous wellness resorts, and by that I mean resorts that are truly geared towards your well-being. And they will offer the classes with nutrition, have medical doctors available, and provide programs that are completely geared towards taking care of yourself. And then on the other hand, you could go to a place like Costa Rica, and wellness travel there may take a different form. Active adventure, or just being active, is an element of wellness travel, and Costa Rica is a dynamite place to do that because there's so many places or so many opportunities to be physical. And there's an island that I'm just starting to investigate called Dominica in the Caribbean, which is a very small island that is promoting itself as a wellness island. I have not been there yet, but I'm very intrigued by it.
Very interesting. Makes you want to go travel.
Well, it does. I just came back from Tucson, where I had gone to Canyon Ranch. North America has many resorts as well with travel, with wellness travel. And Canyon Ranch in Tucson is an excellent example of that.
Well, how do you determine which resort to send the clients to?
Well, first of all, looking at well-being as an individual concept. So sitting down with a client and asking questions and really taking the time to find out who they are, what they're looking for, and what their ultimate goal is. Some individuals may just need that relaxing getaway, and they may want a spa destination. They're not looking to zip line through the Costa Rican rainforest. They're looking for the opportunity to recharge in a serene environment. And then there are those who, I happen to like active adventure myself, and I need to really move my body and explore for my well-being. So getting to know what somebody needs in their vacation, maybe looking at what's been going on in their life currently, and then designing a vacation that's suitable just for them. And with that, there are certain suppliers in the travel world that I opt not to work with, and others that I have hand-selected because they offer, just incredible wellness experiences.
Certainly have appreciated all the information shared here. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Well Traveled Online?
Oh, absolutely. I would be delighted to have people come to my website, which is welltraveled.co.com. And on there is just information about wellness travel and what we offer and what we can do for you. My business focuses on the areas of active adventure, spa destinations, wellness cruises, as well as fitness vacations and yoga retreats. And we work with everyone from solo travelers to groups to couples and families, all with an interest in wellness travel.
Very good. And lastly, what are some wellness travel tips on the way out?
Oh, there I have created a list of about 14. Simple things from, grabbing packages of antibacterial wipes for the plane just to help keep you healthy and germ-free. Really important is to always eat a healthy breakfast, as that wakes up your metabolism and helps you burn calories from the get-go. And breakfast means break fast, so it's a very important meal. And I think it's super important to stay balanced on your vacation between activity and relaxation. Signing up for everything will not bring you home rejuvenated. So you want to use perhaps your morning hours for your more active time and allow some time during your day to relax and socialize or get a massage, read a book, etc. Back to food, I think, and just having been in an airport, I always consider it important to carry some healthy snacks in my bag, something like nuts or walnuts, because they're a good snack to help curb your hunger, and they have terrific nutritional value as well. You just have to be cautious not to eat too many. In addition, just the basic one of walking in the airport is just keeps yourself revved up. Also, I always carry an empty water bottle into the airport so that I can fill up once I get through the inspection area and then be sure to stay hydrated. Oh, something else, and this is something that I was guilty of on this little break when I went to Canyon Ranch, is if you have to work, try to limit your time. Whip out your computer, maybe just set a time every day, 30 to 60 minutes tops, and then cut it off, so that you're present in the vacation and not back where you were. I could keep going if you'd like.
Add a couple more. Why not?
If you forget your workout clothes and shoes, not to worry, because there are many hotels, including the Westin and the Hyatt and the Fairmont, that all offer workout clothes for you and even running shoes. Plus, concierge can often give you a walking or running path right from the hotel so you can zip out and have some exercise. I was going to say, Kimpton hotels have yoga mats for every room, and they have a free in-demand fitness program available, too.
Certainly appreciate those tips. Very helpful. We've been speaking with Jerry Donovan, owner of Well Traveled, a boutique wellness travel agency that plans customized wellness vacations. And once again, the website of reference and for more information is simply welltraveledco.com. Again, that's welltraveledco.com. Jerry, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric, for the opportunity. I greatly enjoyed being here.
Well, you come back anytime. Certainly appreciated your stopping by. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the General Health and News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.